Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I am Eric Garthy, and we are in class with Hosea, Lessons on Amazing Love. In this session, we'll be looking at Hosea chapter 11, verse 1, to chapter 14, verse 9, God's restoration in love. Once again, Hosea's experience with Gomer provides a picture of God in Israel. Following the adultery, there was a period of separation. And following the separation, there was restoration. Therefore, Israel would be restored, but only after experiencing a period of separation. Chapters 4 through 7 emphasize that God is holy, which is why he had to indict Israel for her sins. Chapters 8 through 10 record that God is just, which is why Israel must be punished for her sins. And as we come to chapters 11 to 14, we see that in addition to God being holy, God being just, God is love, which is why he will restore Israel. God loves Israel, despite her rebellion. Hosea chapter 11, the first 11 verses of chapter 11, it's just ingratitude. The God-Israel relationship. He brought them out of Egypt, and yet they worshiped the Baals. He nurtured them, and they didn't even realize it. He will send them to Assyria because of their backsliding, and then after a time of separation, he will return them home. Hosea chapter 11, verses 1 through 11. Let's look at it in sections. They were rescued only to serve other gods. When Israel was a child, I loved him. And out of Egypt, I called my son. As they called them, so they went after them. They sacrificed to the Baals and burned incense to carved images. I taught Ephraim to walk, taking them by their arms, but they did not know that I healed them. They were nurtured, but oblivious to it. Verse 4, I drew them with gentle cords, with bands of love, and I was to them as those who take the yoke from their neck. I stooped and fed them. He shall not return to the land of Egypt, but the Assyrian shall be his king, because they refused to repent. Loved, but unresponsive. And the sword shall slash in his cities, devour his districts, and consume them because of their own counsels. My people are bent on backsliding from me. Though they call to the Most High, none will exalt him. Listen, this is God's heart right here in verses 8 to verse 9. How can I give you up, Ephraim? How can I hand you over, Israel? How can I make you like Admah? How can I set you like Zeboiim? My heart churns within me. My sympathy is stirred. I will not execute the fierceness of my anger. I will not again destroy Ephraim, for I am God and not man, the Holy One in your midst, and I will not come with terror. Though he sends them away, he will call them back one day. They shall walk after the Lord. He will roar like a lion, and when he roars, then his sons shall come trembling from the west. They shall come trembling like a bird from Egypt, like a dove from the land of Assyria, and I will let them dwell in their houses. Chapters 12 and 13, which we're not going to specifically look at, recount again Israel's rebellion and then speak of the chastisement that extends to Judah as well. But let's look at chapter 14, those verses 1 through 9, because the prophecy Hosea, chapters 1 through 14, the prophecy ends on a positive note. There is a return. Verse 1 down to verse 3. O Israel, return to the Lord, your God, for you have stumbled because of your iniquity. Take words with you and return to the Lord. Say to him, take away all iniquity. Receive us graciously, for we will offer the sacrifices of our lips. Assyria shall not save us. We will not ride on horses, nor will we say any more to the work of our hands, you are our gods. For in you the fatherless finds mercy. So return. And at restoration, verse 4, I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for my anger has turned away from him. I will be like the dew to Israel. He shall grow like a lily and strengthen his roots like Lebanon. His branches shall spread. His beauty shall be like an olive tree and his fragrance like Lebanon. So return. There'll be restoration. There'll be revival. Verse 7. Those who dwell under his shadow shall return. They shall be revived like grain and grow like a vine. Their scent shall be like the wine of Lebanon. And then there'll be renewal. Verse 8. Ephraim shall say, what have I to do any more with idols? I have heard and observed him. I am like a green cypress tree. Your fruit is found in me. And then verse 9. Who is wise? Let him understand these things. Who is prudent? Let him know them. For the ways of the Lord are righteous. The righteous walk in them, but transgressors stumble in them. This is a call to return to God. Why? Well, Assyria can't save them. The Lord promises to heal their backsliding and return them to the land, and they will finally be cured of the idolatry. I mean, listen again to the call of wisdom in verse 9. Who is wise? Let him understand these things. Who is prudent? Let him know them. For the ways of the Lord are right. The righteous walk in them, but the transgressors stumble in them. Notice, God fulfilled his promise to restore Israel and Judah, starting with the decree of Cyrus, and then under the leadership of Zerubbabel, Ezra, and Nehemiah. The books of Ezra and Nehemiah talk about this. As indicated in Hosea 14, verse 8, Israel was cured of her idolatry. Her faith in God may have weakened again, but idolatry never had the appeal that it once had after they returned from exile. God is a God of love. He loves his people like a man loves his wife, like a father loves his children. He blesses them abundantly and he nurtures them patiently. God is a God of holiness. He expects his people to know his will. He expects his people to avoid harmful influences. And he expects his people to sow righteousness and not wickedness. God is a God of love. He's a God of holiness. He's also a God of justice. He cannot let sin go unpunished. And those who remain in sin, he will deal with in punishment. But God is also a God of mercy. He calls his people to repent, and he gladly heals those who do so. That's salvation. It's all picturing salvation in Jesus Christ. Hosea presents a picture of God who desires to redeem those he loves. Today, God offers redeeming love through his Son, Jesus Christ. But sadly, not many take the gospel message seriously. You have a great day.